Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Steve Seto, the Communications and Marketing Coordinator with Sask Pork. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Thank you for having me.
Sask Pork has released preliminary details for Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2026, which is scheduled to be held in Saskatoon November 3rd and 4th. What is Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium, and what are the main goals of this annual event?
Yeah, absolutely. It is an annual event we put on every year. It's one of Western Canada's leading pork industry conferences. We have hundreds of people come out to the show, and we want to make sure that we're giving them all of the latest information of what's going on in the industry, as well as connect and network with other people in the industry that you may not see on a daily, weekly, or even monthly basis. So it's a good opportunity for people to share some ideas, take home some of the advice that they learn either through networking or the sessions that we have, bring it back to their barns, their operations, and apply those skills and hopefully make for a better, more efficient, and profitable system.
Who's involved in the organization of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium, and in what roles?
Yeah, we have our staff here at Sask Pork help lead the planning and organizing of symposium. We have myself, as well as Hannah Burlett, our Ag Education Coordinator, as well as Khadija Jimmo, our Financial Administrator, and we kind of help things run in the background here to make sure everything is running smoothly. And then we have our advisory committee, which is members of the pork industry across the province, who are kind of stakeholders, giving ideas about agenda items, agenda topics, things that we want to have in the agenda that are relevant to people in the barn, as well as anybody else involved with the industry.
Typically, how many people would attend, from where, and representing what segments of the pork sector?
Yeah, over the last few years, we've had roughly on average about 300 to 350 people attend a symposium, and we're always looking to attract more people to come, mainly because we have a lot of great information, a lot of great sessions for people to be involved with, whether it be you're working in a barn, you're a stakeholder with one of our fellow provincial pork organizations, or on the national level of whether it be Canadian Pork Council or Canada Pork, everybody is welcome to come. Our processors as well. Anybody that has a hand in the pork industry is certainly more than welcome to come. It gives a great opportunity to network with people who are working in those barns every single day, working with the pigs, working with the animals. It really gives them an opportunity to connect and learn more about what's happening in the industry. So we are open to anybody, whether it be within the province as well as across the country, to come and see one of the leading conferences in the country.
Why is this type of gathering so important, and why do people choose to attend?
Yeah, it's very important that we're giving the right information to all of our producers as well as all of our workers, all of the latest innovations that are being developed across the pork industry, and making sure that they're up to date so that when they go back to the barn, they're using the latest technology, the latest research, the latest practices that are available to them. So it's very important that we're at the top level of any research, any practices that are available to producers, that they have that available at their hands, because we want to make sure that we're keeping up with our best practices right across the board, from, you know, right at the barn all the way up until that product gets right out to the consumer at the end of the day. So we want to make sure that we're giving all of our producers the right information, the proper information, and that they can make the best decisions when it comes down to running the most profitable farm.
What are some of the highlights planned for this year's event?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot of things that we're really excited about. Our two keynote speakers have been confirmed. We have retired Saskatoon Fire Captain Jim Brayshaw. He will be one of our keynote speakers, really talking about the safety, the determination that people need to do when, you know, going to work every day and you're dealing with something very important, coming from a retired fire captain, as well as the emotional and mental wellness that people go through every day when they're going through their job and being under some really tight pressure, tight deadlines, some things that can be really taxing on people. So he's going to be one of our keynote speakers, which we are very excited about, as well as Dr. Lee Schultz from Iowa State University. He will be coming in, and he is a specialist on agricultural economics, and we're really excited about the information that he's going to be bringing into symposium. So those two speakers are something that we are really, really excited about. Plus, we have our awards of distinction that really recognizes people within the pork industry that really show the leadership, the commitment, the innovation that really highlights our pork industry right across the province. So if there is anybody that you know of that you really want to recognize, those information packets and those forms will be going out to people, our previous attendees. So if there is somebody that you want to recognize with an award of distinction, we will be sending out those brochures to previous attendees, like I said. And it really just gets to highlight those people and those successes that have had in the pork industry. Plus, we have our sponsors every year. They are an integral piece to symposium. They're the reason why we get to keep doing symposium year after year and giving all of our producers the right information and the proper information. We're very grateful with our sponsors, and we're trying to find new and innovative ways to highlight them and showcase them throughout symposium. So if you really want to get and be a part of symposium, we will always be happy and very grateful for our sponsors. And finally, we have our AGM at the end of symposium as well on November 4th in the afternoon. It's at the same location as symposium at the Saskatoon Inn and Conference Center and Hotel. And so we'll have our AGM there as well. So a lot of action packed and exciting events happening during symposium. And we really want people to come in and be involved and feel like they're part of the experience.
What issues are expected to be top of mind among pork sector stakeholders this year, and why?
Yeah, some of the things that people are always going to be interested about, we do have the pig code update, which is currently in the process of being reviewed and updated. That has been, you know, top of mind for a lot of producers, and there's a lot of feedback going into it right now. There may be some minimal updates as that ongoing discussion and negotiation is ongoing, but that's kind of really top of mind right now, and there will be updates for that at symposium for how much that we can pass along and share. But we want to be transparent with all of our producers when it comes down to pig code and making sure that they have the right information and we're passing it along to them.
How can anyone interested get more information on Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium itself, or on being a sponsor of the event, and where would they go for that information?
Yeah, absolutely. We have all of our information when it becomes available up on our website at saskpork.com. If you do have any other further questions about how you want to be involved, whether it be a sponsor, exhibitor, if you just want to be an attendee and you want to register, the majority of that information does go up on our website. But you can also send us an email at info@saskpork.com, or you can email me directly, steve@saskpork.com, or you can give the office a call, 306-244-7752. We're always happy to pass along any information that we have, but the main place to get that information is up on our website at saskpork.com. Under our events tab, we put all of our information when it becomes available to our attendees so that they have all the information at their hands and they can make the best decision.
And is there anything you'd like to add?
I think that's everything. We are very excited to host Symposium again this year. It's going to be another great event. We have some great speakers lined up. We are really, really grateful for all of our sponsors who do take part. And we just want to make sure that everybody is available to come out and be a part of Symposium. And we may have a couple other events that we may be announcing around Symposium in the coming weeks. All of that information will be up on our website, and we're again excited to be hosting the 49th annual Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium in Saskatoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Steve Seto, the Communications and Marketing Coordinator with Sask Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.